In the union of the Torah brings down the Asar Nisyonis Shenis Nasiv and Avraham Avinu in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Olo Shem V'Amen B'Kulam is Avada. The union of the Asar Nisyonis Avada has a Shaykhis Tos. If it only has a Shaykh and Stavram Avinu, then the Torah wouldn't have brought it down. It's not our business. It's a private Zach. Is a Vada, the Inyan of the Nisyan is a Zach, which has a Shaykh and Stavram also. We're B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yankiv. It's brought down in some Sforum that every Yid has 10 Nisyan in his life, which he has to be Oymed in. But besides that, the Etzem Inyan of the Nisyan is a Vada Zach, which has a Shaykh and Stavram. Is we'll try to explain together like this. I always say over that we find the Gemara in Bava Kama says, Ovis miklal de ika told us. We have the Gemara over there. Arba Ovis and Zikin, Ovis miklal de ika told us. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the pshat Ovis miklal de ika told us? It means the mahus of the Ovis is only benegeir to that you can have told us. What gives you a Shem Av? What gives you a Shem Av is that the fact that you have an ability to be Moitzi Toldus. Otherwise you don't need a Shem Av. Otherwise there's no nafkamina to the fact that you're an Av. The Shem, the title of Ovis, is because it's Toldus. What's the Bira Advarm in that? What's the Pshat in that? What is the fact that this Toldus have Shaykhs to the Etzim Hus of being an Av? Maybe the Hezbollah is like this. Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas Noach, it says, Eilu told us, Noach, are you tzaddik tom, hoib de'oisam. So Rashi says, Tukshotim, there's a shver zach. It says, Eilu told us, Noach, and then it starts to talk. His biography was a tzaddik. So one pshat Rashi says is, Tadilseim shal tzaddikim, the maisim, maisim atoib. Rashi says, Eilu told us, Noach, what's the toldus of Noach? What's the results of Noach? That's his maisim atoib. The Maral brings down a pasuk and says, "Imru tzaddik pasuk in Yeshaya ki toiv ki pri malalaleim yoichlu." The ma'isim of tzaddikim are called peiros. What's the birat varm in that? I want to explain what the gather is. The gather that the ma'isim of tzaddikim are called toldos. What does that mean? Rashi says it's a very nice play of words. El toldos noach ma'isim toldos shal tzaddikim is ma'isim atoiv. What does that mean? What's the meaning of that? What does it mean that they're told toldos of him? What's the pshat? So on a superficial level, you learn pshat in the Rashi. That the pshat in the Rashi is that the ikur uftu, the ikur accomplishments of tzaddikim, is not their kids, is their ma'isim toivim. That's the pasuk pshat. But the Maral says a different pshat. The Maral says pshat is because the ma'isim of tzaddikim are called peiros. What does that mean? I'll explain. There are two ways a person can do a mitzvah. There are two ways a person can do ma'isim toivim. There are two ways a person can be involved in avodas Hashem. One way is a result, is a matzav of mikra. The person, be'etzem mitzad himself, has no shaykhis to the zach. He is somewhere else. He goes ahead in a chitzoniyistic way, he goes ahead in an exterior way, and he goes ahead and he does a maisa. Oh, but the etzem maisa is not a result of his mitzias. No, the pshat is, for example, a guy gives tzedaka, right? Tzedaka or chesed could come from two directions. It could be because the guy came and worked on himself on the midah of chesed. Every person by nature is egocentric. Every person by nature is selfish. Every person by nature only worries about himself. And this guy worked on himself. He learned michtav meliyo kundrasa chesed. And he learned all the musar about kas and about gaiva. And he turned himself into somebody who doesn't live for himself, he lives for Yenu. So a person like that, who changed his etzem mahus, he changed his etzem mitzias, his memel is going to give chesed. Why is he going to give chesed? Because that's his mahus, that's a result of what he is. That you can have a person who's a selfish, egocentric, balgaiv, arrogant, he also does chesed. He was in shul one day, and somebody gave a whole sob story, and he's an emotional person. He started to cry, and he felt bad. He wrote out a check. So you have two people who wrote a check for $1 million. One person, the check that he wrote for $1 million, shtams, comes from his etzemuhus. Thus is there. He's ois garbet. And the writing out the check of $1 million is a davar memela. It's an obvious outcome that's going to happen by itself. It takes no effort at all. It doesn't take an effort. Because that's the guy's mahus. It's memela. Just the word is, he didn't write out $1 million till now because he didn't have the opportunity, he didn't have the need, he didn't have the echetimsa. But be'etzim, that guy will be writing out a check of $1 million every 5 minutes. Because that's his mahus. All he needs is the opportunity. He needs $1 million. And he needs the person to give it to. But just give him $1 million, just give him the opportunity to give, he writes out a check of $1 million. Without an effort, without thinking. Where did he put the effort? And he didn't put the effort to write out the check. He put the effort to change himself into a Baal Chesed. Once he's a Baal Chesed, and the opportunity comes up, that's already, it goes by itself. There's a Ketan Lein. Lafuki, the second person, who's not a Baal Chesed, he never worked on himself. He's selfish, he's arrogant, he's Baal Gaiva. For him to write out a check for $1 million, he has to break himself. Now there are occasions where he'll break himself. He has a sad story. He felt bad, or Nebuch, he has some sorrow in the family. So he decided he's going to bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give $1 million to Tzedakah. It hurt him very much. He wrote out the check. His hands shook while he wrote out the check. But he wrote out the check. There was an exterior reason which caused him to give $1 million. But it's not a dover memela that comes as a result of an etzem matzav. The maisim of tzaddikim are called peiris because the maisim of tzaddikim don't stem from one-time mikra arbitrary actions. The maisim of tzaddikim are peiris. They're peiris of a tree. The planet is a tree. When a person plants a tree, so you have to work very hard to plant. You have to plant it. You have to prune it. You have to water it. You have to hoe it. You have to put fertilizer in. But once the tree gates, every year puts out peiris. That's an automatic thing already. You can have a tree, an apple tree, that's 30 years old already, comes every year, gives out peiris. A dover memela, you don't have to make an effort. We have to mutcher gefelof to plant the tree. Till it grew, till it became a shtar kazach, till it took root. Tzadikim, the maisim of tzadikim are called peiris because they're memela of a matzav. The avoid of the tzadik is in the mensch himself. The avoid of the tzadik is not exterior. The avoid of the tzadik is not in maisim. Maisim is an exterior thing. The avoid of the tzaddik is to shtel himself avek, to make himself what he is, to plant a tree that should take root, and to water it, and to work on it. When he creates a metzias called a tzaddik, the maisim are peiris. They're already things that grow by themselves. They come in mela. They don't take an effort at all. And they give out every year peiris. One after the other, on a steady basis. Because there's a tree there, because there's a metzias there, because there's shroshim there, because there's roots there. That's the oimik of the pshat of toldoseim shel tzaddikim maseim. The pshat of toldoseim shel tzaddikim is it's their offspring. Kids is a davar memela. Is the result of tzaddikim is their meisim tovim. That's their peiris. But it's the connection, the relation of peiris to a tree. The tzaddik is a cheft of a tree which gives out peiris memela. The taich of Ovis Miklal Dika told us. Why was Ovis called Ovis? They were called Ovis because they got to the Darga of self tikkun of Shlemus, where the Toldos were a Memela Dika result. They planted a Zah tree with such deep roots, such a starka tree, that they were able to. It's like a person has a factory ready. It already starts to print by itself. That's only when do you have peiris every year? When you plant a shtarka tree. What happens if you have a shvacha tree? So it gives peiris for 1 year, then the tree falls down, you have to go plant it again, you have to start from scratch again. That's not ovis, we call it, it's not ovis. That means every year you start from scratch, a whole new thing again. There's no ovis and there's no toldos. It's done, you have nothing. The mahus of the ovis was that they created a metzius, which was so shtark mitzad itself, that was a Zah Metzias in Ruchnias that was able to turn out afterwards peiris one after the other. That's the mahus of an Ovis Miklal Dikotodus to the same Shal Tzadikim Zumaisa Toiv Mishalem. That's the Darg of the Ovis. We see it very interesting in the Mishnah in Ovis. Mishnah in Ovis says, Kol Mish Yesh Po Shlesh Dvarim Halalu Mitamidah Shal Avraham Avinu. What does the Mishnah describe? Who's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu? He has Midas Tovus. He's an Onov, he's not a Bal Taiva, he's an Ayin Taiva. That's the Talmud of Avraham Avinu. It's very interesting. And to a certain extent, what I'm going to say now is the opposite of the way we look at the world today. It doesn't say Tamidah Shel Avraham Avinu is a Baal Chesed. It should say Tamidah Shel Avraham Avinu is a Baal Chesed. Avraham Avinu did Chesed with the world. He had a big hotel. He gave people food. He gave people Ruchnius. He gave people Tzedakah. And the opposite is the person who is not a Baal Chesed. That's the Mahus of Avraham Avinu, Chesed Avraham. And when the Mishnah wants to tap on who's the Tamidah Shel Avraham Avinu, it doesn't speak about the actions of Avraham Avinu. It speaks about the Mahus of Avraham Avinu. What was the Mahus of Avraham Avinu? The Mahus of Avraham Avinu was that he had Midas Tovus. A person could have Midas Tovus and not do any Chesed. The opportunity doesn't come up. Tamidah Shel Avraham Avinu is not a guy who does Chesed. In the world we live in today, people look at results. Everyone wants results. Everyone wants meisim. Everyone wants action. Put up a plaque. So you have something to see. Put up a plaque. You put up a building. You do. You have to accomplish. That's chitzonius. And the danger of that is that it allows a person to fool himself that when he's busy doing, so you're good. Not true. A person could do a lot of things and he's nothing. He's empty. There's nothing inside. The devil's masaking himself. The nafkamina is when the situation changes. For whatever reason it is, the guy himself blibes naked, he blibes empty, he blibes bankrupt, there's nothing here inside him. Chazal said, you want to be Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu? Don't copy his Ma'aseh Chesed. Ma'aseh Chesed is the Ma'aseh Chesed Memonashach. It is a very big Memonashach. If you're going to fix your Midas like Avraham Avinu, you're going to be a Nefesh Fala, you're going to be an Onav, you're going to have an Ayin Teva, you're not going to be Mekana. So then, the Ma'aseh will come by themselves anyway. Because your etzem mahus is misukin. If you're not going to fix your etzem mahus, if you're not going to fix your pneumius, so your ma'isim have no value anyway, because sometimes they'll be there, sometimes they won't be there. But a tree you won't be. Is when Chazal wanted to speak out who the Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu, they talked about the pneumius, they talked about the mahus. Make yourself into something. You get very nervous. What am I going to do? What am I going to accomplish? Nobody needs you to do. Nobody needs you to accomplish. You have to make yourself into a cheftza. You have to make yourself into a metzias. Everything else will happen afterwards. Either will happen or won't happen. It's not relevant anymore. The results aren't important. The chitzonis is not important. The accomplishment is not important. The inyan of Asar Nisyanish and Esnasim Avir Avinu is this inyan. It's brought down in Sarim HaKadoshim. Now what's the inyan of a Nisayan? The inyan of Nisayan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Siyat Nishmai that you have, and you're on your own. And the idea of Nisayin is that you should bring out Keiches of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when you're not getting Siyat Nishmai. That's the Inyan of Nisayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves you. The pnimius of that is that Vibalt, the Matorah of making Ovis, making Avraham Avinu, was that he should be something mitzad himself, not dependent on outside things, but be'etzim, a tree. No, that's exactly the nekud of Nisayin. Nisayin says, look, there's no chokhmah that you give tzedakah when things are easy. There's no, but what's your etzim mitzias mitzad yourself? What's your etzim pnimius? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I'm going to step out of the picture, we'll see what you are be'etzim. That's the inyan of Nisayin. The inyan of Nisayin is to force the person to see what you are when there's no exterior outside help around you. Vos bistu be'etzem, what are you? I'm not going to give you Siyat Nishmai. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to make it easy. What are you be'etzem mitzad yourself? And Vivalt, the mahus of Ovis, Miklal Dika told us, was to create something which was a factory, something which was a tree, something which mitzad etzem could turn out afterwards. It's in order to create a Klal Yisrael that it should be Ovis, Miklal Dika told us, we had to create a zach, which was be'etzem mitzad itself something, which was be'etzem a metzias and ruchnias. Whether or not it will turn out afterwards, that's something else. But the t'nai for toldos, the t'nai for toldosayim shetzadikim zumaseyim is to create a metzias of a tree. For that, it requires something which stands on itself. What's the nafkamina to us? There's a big nafkamina. There's a gevaldik Reb Chaim Volozhin in Pirkei Avos. And there's a huge nafkamina toss. The nafkamina is, he says a dova noyer. It says asara doyrus mi odom ad noyach. There were 10 doyrus odom ad noyach. Asara doyrus mi noyach ad Avram. The next Mishnah says asara nisyonis nisnasa Avram avinu olav hasholom v'omad dekulam. So Reb Chaim Volozhin asks, why does it change the lashon from one Mishnah to another? In the first Mishnah it says mi noyach ad Avram. It doesn't say avinu. In the second Mishnah it says, Asor Nisyonis Nisyasa Avraham Avinu. It says Reb Chaim Volozhin that the Loshen of Avinu means he's our father. our father means he gave us something. Like I said, Avos Mikal Dika told us. It means he gave us a Yerusha. He says, a shaking zach. The Pasuk says, Mishalech betumoy tzadik, if the tzadik goes with the tmimos, Ashrei bonav acharov. The children who come after him are praiseworthy. What does that mean? If the tzaddik is hoylich betumah, he has what to give over to his kids. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Avram didn't become Avinu until he had something to give over to us. He only had something to give over to us after the Nisyonis. Asora Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. When did he get to the Dargah of Avos? When did he get to the Dargah of Ashrei Bonov Acharov that he had something to leave us? He left up to Yerusha. When did he get to that dargah that he had what to leave over? Only after the Nisyonis. Until the Nisyonis, he wasn't Avram Avinu. He wasn't the dargah of Ashrei Bonav Acharov. And what did he leave over? He left us over a lot of things. He left us over a koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. He left us over a koyach of... He's beeping down all the things that we don't complain when a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes life difficult. All the kinyanim and ruchnias that a yid has that is prepared to go through all the matzavim, that we have a kinyan from Avram Avinu. Zakur Chaim Volozhin, what's the pshat? Why doesn't Avram Avinu have what to leave over to us only after the Nisyonis? The pshat pashat. A person who dies, the sons come into the house after the levaya, and the father left over two cars in the driveway, furniture, 50 suits he left over, cash, gold, gewaldik. They're not so sad. They get over the tragedy quickly. Nope. They're just sitting down after the Sudas Havro to divide up the. And there's a knock on the door. So one guy says, the car is mine. Your father borrowed it. The second one says, the furniture mine. The third one says, the suits are mine. It's true, your father had them in the closet, but he didn't pay for them. The fifth one says, the furniture, I lent it out to your father, would look good. Kids are nothing there. Yeah? So they say it again. A person who doesn't have his own kinyanim and ruchnias has nothing to leave over to his kids. What do you leave over? It's not yours. It's borrowed. You picked it up here, you picked it up there. Bimikri, you gave $1 million here because you want, but it's not part of you. It's not a kinyan and ruchnias. The nachkamina is, there's nothing to leave over to the kids. Asara nisyanis, nisasa from avinu, the pshat is that I did nisyanis, it became his. It became a kinyan in himself. Kosh Baruch Hu took away the siyat nishmaya, and he was koina azach in his etzem mahus, not b'mikre, not agav. But that's the mahus of Avraham Avinu, these three midas. The nachkamina is that when the tzaddik is koina a kinyan in his neshama mitzad himself, he has what to give over to kids. It belongs to him. Is hoylich tzaddik tamim ashrei bonav achrov? There's what to leave over. There's Yerusha here. There's what to leave over. So what are we yarshining from our fathers? What are we yarshining from the Avos? Chayev Adam Loimar, I say every year, Mosa Yegiya Maisai, Lemaisa Avoisai, Lemaisa Avram Yitzchak Yaakov says Talad Ve'elio. We're supposed to try to get to the Darga of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. What does that mean? The Torah says we have a Yerusha, but what is the Yerusha, Lefiza? The Yerusha is that every Yid deep inside of him has Be'etzim. He's be'etzim a tree. He's be'etzim himself an av. He be'etzim has the koiches to get to a darga of tikkun hamidus that everything else will come in meila. Now this is the opposite. This is the opposite of how we work. We live in a world of ma'isim. We live in a world of actions. So we work on doing things. It's difficult to do this. I'm going to force myself. I'm going to force myself to do this. It's difficult to do that. I'm going to force myself to do that. That's not a mahus of an av. That's not the Yerusha that we have from the office. The Yerusha that we have from the office is the ability to be misakin ourselves be'etzim to be dovak in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be misakin ourselves be'etzim to be anova. That's the Yerusha we have. We don't have a Yerusha to go do things. I can give you on a low level marshal, okay? A guy, he's betzim lazy, it's hard for him to get up in the morning for Kriya Shema. So he makes a kabbalah, he's going to force himself to do it. Once, twice, three times. The guy was never misakin himself. He's still lazy. He's still shakur in his goof. But on an exterior basis, he goes ahead and makes a kabbalah. It's a nice thing, but it's never going to last. Then there's a musik that a person works on himself, and he's misakin himself to understand that he didn't come into this world to sleep. He came to this world for other things. He's misakin his guf. It's a very low-level mashal. But there's 1,000 mashalim like that. Where does a person put the dogish? We have a yecholus to make ourselves into trees. That means, I'm saying something which is on a very practical level, it could change the whole way Avodas Hashem works. Avodas Hashem is very difficult. It's very difficult. We have 1,000 things we're supposed to do, from davening to benching to being nice to people to learning to not saying Lashon Hara. We have 1,000 things we're supposed to do. They're all very difficult to do. Avishtetach that the Maisim of Tzadikim are Paris. They grow every year on the tree. That means it's a complete opposite of the way we work. We work, we don't have a tree, and we're trying to do things. We're trying to put out Paris without a tree. If we would invest the same amount of energy into planting a tree, into creating a mitzias of not doing chesed, creating a mitzias of being a good person, not being balagaiva like Avraham Avinu, not a balagaiva, not a baltaiva, not a balkina, be that. When a person is misakin, his etzim pnimius, that he's a better person, the results come in mela. You don't have to mutchi yourself to do X, Y, and Z. You don't have to mutchi yourself to write out a check. That's Paris Shul Tzadikim, that's all the same Tzadikim. All this we call Dika told us. Wherever there's a bechina of Ovis, there's told us. You don't have to mutchi yourself. You don't have to break yourself. So even if we can't get to the Dargah of Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv, everybody in a gewissa bechina can make himself into an Av. He can make himself into that type of person that when the Nisayan comes, it's enough for Mamele to do the right thing. As opposed to blibing in the same mess that we're in and then killing ourselves to make a mess. It could be enough for Mamele. It's a Gevalta Gezach. Every year the Paris come out. It's enough for Mamele already. It comes much easier. But it requires real Avoida. It requires a real Tikkun. It requires making yourself into a Metzias of Ruchnias, into a Metzias that will give Paris. But that Metzias we have via Rusha. That mitzias we have Birusha from our office. The mitzias of office we have from our Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv, that we can get to the darga, and you don't have to be Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv, in any nekuda that you take on, davening, very sure at the daven, is a person can work on tefillah, it is pnimius, and understand that he wants to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understands how important it is, and the mail of the davening is much easier. That's Paris. Or a person cannot do that and force himself to go daven every day. But it's like banging your head against the wall. So in everything we do, there's Paris and there's office. A person can take the exterior route and force himself to do things. Or a person can plant a tree. Legabi every nekuta. Legabi chesed. Legabi learning. Legabi benom lechaveroi. Legabi davening. Legabi midis. You can take the exterior route or you can plant a tree. You can get to a bechina of av. Any time that we're going to get to a bechina av in any darga, then there's Paris Memela. And that we have Yerusha from Yankiv. Mishalach betum moitzadik ashri bonavachal.